You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store grade when I could have had steakhouse grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
News on the rocks. News, views, and a splash of booze.
Angus, we're going to have to stop meeting like this. Actually, I think we're going to have to continue meeting like this. Once a year, we get together, we drink, and we eat the most incredible chocolate in the world. I love having you here.
Thank you. I love coming. And, yeah. You know, yeah, you're right. Chocolate, a bit of booze.
Right.
You and I together.
Yeah, I think it needs to be more than once a year.
That's it, exactly.
How about every Friday? Angus Thirlwell is here. He's the founder of a wonderful, not-so-little chocolate company called Hotel Chocolat. Shops throughout the UK, Europe, now here in New York City, in New Jersey, in Washington, D.C. Where else? Have I missed some places?
Tokyo. And Scandinavia. Yeah.
Wow. Let's go. Let's do one from each location. And then you, of course, have Bukan. Is that the right pronunciation?
It's perfect. Impeccable. Yeah. Down in the Caribbean,
yeah.
Where we grow cacao, and where our hotel's based.
Right. St. Lucia. Beautiful St.
Exactly.
Lucia.
Oh, it's the tropical paradise. It really is.
I've only sadly seen it in pictures, but it has like an eco-resort sort of look to it. It looks really like it hasn't impacted the land in the way a lot of these big hotels do. So
we so need to do a radio show from there.
We really do.
Okay, next time it's there.
What else can we drink? We've done wine. Now we're doing rum. So it's really a fascinating sort of opportunity.
Cacao pulp martinis.
Oh,
which
man.
Which is a speciality. So we cut open a cacao pod and we take the sweet fresh pulp out.
Yeah.
Sieve it and then shake it up with some vodka over ice, pour it out, and it's just amazing.
I can feel myself soaking in the sun and drinking that right now. I didn't know this earlier when we spoke the last time. Did you spend some time as a child in the West Indies?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to grow up in Barbados. So we moved from the cold of Newcastle, which is like the coldest city.
I was in Newcastle
England.
2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah,
But I love it. And that's where I was born. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad's business took us over to Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there until I was about 8 or 9. So I went to school there and fell in love with the, you know, the West Indian culture.
Yeah.
And so, you know, 30 years later, when we got the chance of buying an old cacao estate,
mm-hmm.
to you know, take our business into the agriculture of cacao rather than just chocolate making,
mm-hmm.
it just felt very natural, and I had no fear because I sort of knew the culture,
right?
persuading my business partner, Peter, to come with me was a little bit more difficult, but to give him his due, he was, you know, he was really up for it, and he always loves an adventure.
Yeah. So what was the moment when, I know that you had gone to college, I don't know how many years you did.
It's very embarrassing, not the full stretch.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I remember, because I remember you said that you were going to be like the first guy to go the full way through.
And in my family, yeah. In family history, the first one to cross the line, actually get a degree.
Said, no, not going to be that guy.
That's right.
And you dropped out. And you decided at that point, I think you said that you did some IT work or something.
Yeah, I got a job with I was in France learning how to speak French,
right.
And I got a job with a little high tech company, mm-hmm. who were doing some really interesting things, mm-hmm. and they gave me an assignment, which is to sell their stuff outside France.
Right.
And for me, it was, you know, something I found I could do.
Right.
And then when it came to me saying, okay, I've got to go back to university, college now.
Right.
They said, oh, we don't want you to go. And that's exactly what I wanted to hear, because
you don't want to go back.
I'd left a disaster behind me as well.
You sound like my youngest son.
So I thought, wow, this is, I can just stay here, and right. you know, and I found what I love doing.
Yeah.
So that was the launch pad for me into business and growing things and making things work.
How did chocolate happen?
The next step was going eventually back to live in the UK, and I was in high tech mm-hmm. again. And then I met my business partner, Peter. We had some problems with, disk drives, packing up and all that sort of stuff that
right.
used to happen in the 1980s.
Right.
And we just wanted to do something really, really simple and where, you know, we could do a great job rather than being dependent on somebody else's technology to
right.
fit into ours.
Make a little bit of money.
Yeah,
kids,
well, just
yeah.
do something really honest and, you know, we could stand behind in terms of quality and be sure that it was going to be all right.
Sure.
We're a bit burned by some bad experiences in high tech.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we came up with this idea of doing little peppermints packs that were branded in companies' logos.
Right.
And we started doing that and called it the Mint Marketing Company. And that got us going. And
right.
then after about a year, all our customers said, look, guys, we love your mints, but uh-huh. you must have something else as well.
Right.
And we then realized that we should be looking at chocolate.
Right.
At that point, we were totally out and out peppermint guys.
Yeah.
Chocolate was sort of, we had to be dragged
to
it.
That's very funny. I'm a peppermint guy.
Yeah, we were absolutely. But it didn't take us long to realize that chocolate had
you
a
were
way.
Chocolate guys.
Well, yeah, after about 2 weeks, we're chocolate guys. So when you mention the mere word chocolate to people, it puts a light on in their eyes.
And it's very sexy.
There's something
about chocolate. I remember when we were doing the tasting the last time, you said, okay, put it on your tongue, let it melt over your tongue. And I'm going, wow, turn off the lights. It was really, and then you let the wine wash over. It was really an amazing, but there is something, I don't know, it's the flavor, the texture, what it is, but it's a very sexy substance.
Yeah, I think it's the seduction of the melt. So the mm-hmm. cacao butter that's 50% of good chocolate
right.
literally melts at mouth temperature. And that then
that's convenient.
floods the senses with these amazing deep flavor notes. And also sets off theobromine and stimulates serotonin, which is a feel-good
right.
chemical. And so there's a lot going on. It's basically an explosion of loveliness in your mouth. And
it really
and,
is.
Yeah, and that's seductive.
You know, I was saying to you earlier, I've never been I tend to be like a savory person as opposed to a sweet. So I'm not really into sugary things. And when we did that, that was like a aha moment for me, tasting your chocolate versus just the kind of chocolate, you know, we grow up with, and I never really craved it. And then we did that tasting, and I think what I really appealed to me was the darker chocolates, they don't have a lot of sugar, they just have an extraordinary flavor, and that really was an amazing turn on to me.
Well, I remember, you know, you're much more of a savory person,
uh-huh.
and yeah, I mean, the darker grades and even some of the very high cacao milks,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about very low amounts of sugar, like, you know, 20% sugar, 15% sugar, and that's just a dash. And
so you get the flavor of the chocolate as opposed to a mouthful of sugar.
And one of the things that we know is a lot of people are really confused about chocolate. What mm-hmm. is good chocolate? How do you tell mm-hmm. before you buy it? Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. All you do is flick over the pack and look at the ingredients. Mm-hmm. If the number one ingredient is sugar,
it's
put
not
it back.
Good chocolate.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's literally not chocolate even. It's confectionery.
Yeah.
And that can be the right thing for the right moment. Sometimes you just want sugar. Some mm-hmm. people do. But if you're looking for chocolate, it should always begin with cacao as the number one ingredient. And that's for white, milk, or dark chocolate. And that's such an easy way to navigate
your
way.
White chocolate.
Even white chocolate. And then mm-hmm. the biggest ingredient is the cacao butter, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the big seductive melt.
Yeah, yeah.
And that has a very different flavor profile, but it's still from
lovely.
The cacao pod. It still has integrity.
Right.
But sugar in our book should be used sparingly. And I know, you know, you feel the same way.
So did you have that aha moment where my life is going to be about chocolate right in those first 2 weeks?
Pretty much. You could see, you know, like a spark went off. Mm-hmm. And although the peppermint business had been successful, it was probably the nichest idea anybody's ever had in the world.
I'm just going to package one mint.
Yeah, I know, exactly. but it gave us momentum. And, you know, I'm a big believer in momentum and, you know, connections leading to more things. And if you're open-minded and if you take a, you know, positive outlook on life, just momentum is an unstoppable force that, you know, can be great. Yeah. And so I always love peppermints, but I'm definitely, definitely a chocolate guy now.
It's funny. Well, you and I were speaking before we started this morning, and we were talking about that whole idea of forward momentum in life. And I really think that's a secret, not just to successful business, but a successful life, that ability to say, okay, how do we grow next? Where do we begin the process of, so you decided, wow, I'm a chocolate guy and I'm going to do chocolates. But then you obviously said, I can do this even better. And that's when you probably decided to buy this plantation.
Yeah, I mean, I should have pressed the cough button at that point.
No, you're fine. You're fascinated with the cough button.
That was my one moment to use it and I blew it. I can't believe it. But no, the momentum was really, yes, we were in the game, we were making good chocolate, but we thought, well, if we want to make some of the best chocolate on the planet, we really need to be knowing everything about this thing, the cacao pod.
These are really remarkable looking. I guess, not being knowledgeable, I thought that cacao were like little beans. Everybody, sort of like coffee beans.
Yeah, and when you split these,
this beautiful giant pod that looks like a piece of art.
Yeah, it's about the size of a, you know, a small American football.
Yeah, or ball. A large sweet potato.
Yeah, that's right. And when you cut them open, you get about 40 of the beans that you described.
Ah,
the cacao
okay.
beans. But this is a fruit. It hangs off a tree. Oh. It's sun ripened. It grows around the equator. Mm-hmm. It's a super, super fruit. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see them growing in nature with the sort of big leaved trees that shade them, I mean, it's amazing. And that's why we wanted to build a hotel in the middle of our organic cacao estate. So we could get some of our customers and friends to come and stay with us, you know, in our home, really.
And you do cooking down there that's based on sort of chocolate, right?
Well, yeah, this might be a good idea, good moment to introduce David de Maison, who's to my left.
I love this.
I met when I had this idea that we were going to create a hotel, but if we had a hotel, we needed a restaurant.
Right.
If we had a restaurant, we needed a concept.
Right.
With us, it had to be like cacao cuisine, but I had no idea how to do that. It had to be, you know, all the dishes all the way through. And a good friend of mine led me to David, and we had a meeting where I said to David, look, could you make an amazing menu where cacao features in all the dishes in some way? And that was how we met. And David, do you want to pick up what you thought at that moment?
Well, first of all, that was 10 years ago, literally months, days to day. It was 10 years ago I met Angus. Mm-hmm. And as Angus says, it was like, you wanted chocolate in every single thing, you know, from breakfast.
Who doesn't?
Well, yeah, which is great for a day, but, right. You know, if you stay in the hotel after
you've got to give them a variety of things.
Yeah, eventually it was too much. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we had this meeting, and then later on, we had a second meeting 2 weeks ago when I introduced to really using the cocoa bean instead of using just chocolate. I mean, chocolate is great,
right?
But it brings a sort of like slightly sweetness to it. But if you use the cocoa bean on its own, which you got some on the front as well, just right there. So if you use the cocoa bean, the cocoa has been used for thousands of years as a savory ingredient, as a spice,
right,
and not as a sweet product. So if you go back only for chocolate, it's about 400 years that we started to introduce sugar into the cocoa. Initially, it was just cocoa. Uh-huh. So based on that principle, I started to use the cocoa bean, a freshly roasted cocoa bean makes a massive difference, to trying to infuse beef, meat, and product like this. You give the cocoa flavor.
It's a wonderful flavor.
Mm. Yes. And very strong.
Really, really nutty.
Nutty, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really, I can imagine this with a lot of different other ingredients that it would really add. I'm licking my hand. That's great, but
well,
that's me.
one of the signature dishes that's been on the menu right from the beginning is taking, a piece of amazing Aberdeen Angus, grass-fed beef.
Right.
And, and cutting it, and then getting some freshly roasted cacao and literally packing it densely onto the beef and then wrapping it up. And then how long do you leave it for?
Well, ideally 24 hours.
24 hours.
24 hours.
And then all the flavor from the cacao has gone into the beef. And then you brush off the cacao nibs and then just cook it. And this amazing umami flavor, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I can taste that. Wow.
Exactly. So the subtlety is what David brought in. I was sort of like the clunking fist of, I want chocolate in every
dish.
Jam
the chocolate on it.
That would have been a failure of a restaurant within about the first couple of weeks. I'm sure we'd had to close it. But fortunately, I met David and he brought in a subtlety, which is using the pulp, the nibs, the chocolate, of course, but giving it a twist that I'd never thought of.
This must be cool for you, David, to have someone who, because this is what I really like about this guy, is, again, it's that exploration idea, not saying this is the way it has to be done, do it this way, but the question, what would you do?
Well, definitely. I mean, for me, that's probably why I've been so long for working for Hotel Chocolat, is because I've got this kind of like mindset where I like to do new things always. I always say there's no off button, always thinking about new product and new things to do with chocolate, and somehow great.
In St. Lucia.
Right, St. Lucia.
What a rough life you have.
Well, second best job in the world.
And who's first?
Oh, yes.
Right there.
Right here.
I've got the same sort of mentality where I like to try new things, and it's such a gift to be able to work with Angus, because he's got this mindset of trying new things. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but at least we're trying to do new things, and through experimentation, actually, that's where you break ground, really. It's like, doing like the chocolate, the way we do it, the way that we start to do alcohol and these sort of things. It's really...
That's right, because I saw on your website, you guys also have like chocolate-flavored different... What is it? I think you have a vodka, a chocolate vodka.
Yeah, salted caramel vodka, which is great served on the rocks.
Right.
After dinner, and then we also have a cocoa gin, which is
I like gin.
The flavors that you liked so much when you tasted the bean just then are in the gin. It's not sweet, but it's got those notes,
right?
And that means that it's very nice to pair with orange or a little bit of twisted grapefruit. So a martini or a classic G&T.
So much for snapping open a can of beer. This is like, this is like luxury drinking.
Yeah. Well, that's what, and going back to, peppermints, peppermints could have never taken us there. But when we bought that old cacao estate, we started to look at the world as growers of cacao rather than chocolate makers.
Right.
And that then opened up, larger cuisine, thought. Special spirits that use cacao and opened up gave us the mandate, if you like, to be way more experimental than a traditional chocolate brand.
Right, right.
And then applying that into the American market, our key competitors are typically, old European brands that have been around for over 100 years mm-hmm. and just don't think that way.
Right,
so,
no.
You know, we like
rigid,
our chances.
More rigid in
their
thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we're having fun.
So when you went ahead, and I guess I'm obsessed with your resort, when you went ahead to plan that, what was your gut instinct of what this place was going to feel like and look like, and how did that come about? Because the design is really so beautiful.
Yeah, well, that was actually another big stroke of luck. I mean, we had fallen in love with the big nature of it all. I mean, it literally looks like somebody's described their fantasy or drawn their fantasy in software.
Right.
You've got symmetrical sea mountains that grow out, you know, literally come out of the coast.
Right.
You've got a rainforest behind you and we're 1,000 feet up with this gorgeous topography mm-hmm. and the cacao just loves it there. You know, plentiful, you know, sort of rain showers,
mm-hmm.
The sun coming and then the, you know, a few clouds scudding over. It's just beautiful to be there. Mm. And you feel invigorated as a human just walking amongst that. But then we had to think of an architecture that would do justice to that.
Right. Not and fight it.
Not fight it, yeah.
Be
so
a part of it.
We wanted to make it very sort of open and let nature come into the space. And we were lucky enough to find, to come and run the solution business for us, a guy called Phil Buckley, mm-hmm. who's from Manchester. He's an engineer mm-hmm. and he's a bit like a Renaissance man who likes to turn his hand to many things. So working.
You're laughing.
He's just come back from spending a week with Phil Buckley. I know he's quite something.
Right.
And he, studied tropical modernism as a architectural style.
Oh, I like the sound of that, tropical modernism.
And came up with some ideas, but he also had to build it.
Yeah.
And
have it not fall off the mountaintop.
That's right. And being an engineer, he had exactly the skill set to make sure that whatever, you know, figment of the imagination we created, it was achievable. And he knew he had to build it.
Wow.
And build it on time and within budget. So as a little tight team, we made this happen.
Yeah.
And we just got listed in the Condé Nast Traveler list of the most beautiful pools in the world again.
It is. It's crazy.
And Phil did all that, getting a complete reflection of one of these sea mountains in the infinity pool. Mm. And it's sort of like the most Instagram shot in the whole of St. Lucia.
I'll bet. Mm. What are you most grateful for as you see your growth just in your life and in your career? What really, and I'll take family out of it because clearly
always got to be family first.
We love family. We love our children.
Yeah.
What, as you've grown through this, are you most grateful for?
It's a really tough one. There's so many things. But I think...
Isn't it great to have a lot to choose from?
It is. You're right. And I think it all comes down to having a nice culture. Mm-hmm. Because if the culture's good and the culture is defined as a group of people with a set of values and a blank canvas and a way of working. If you've got that, then anything's possible this year, next year, 2 decades hence, whatever.
You keep people with you for 10 years because they love working with you.
That's right. That makes it fun. I mean, loyalty is everything and loyalty is two-way. So I think it all comes down to values and culture. And if you've got that, then it's like crucible of massive opportunity that's just bubbling away. Mm-hmm. So keeping the ingredients right for that, I see as my role.
Right.
Not too much of that ingredient. You know, yeah, we've got to, you know, be
pull back a little here.
Sustainably profitable business. But if we go too far that way, what about all the fun?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Keeping
right.
it all in balance is absolutely key. And
that's a good point.
That's part of, you know, what makes my job interesting and, makes it quite challenging as well.
What haven't you done yet that you would like to do?
I'd like to get America really excited about our brand. That's my number one thing in my head at the moment. So I'm
well,
here.
Well, we should be.
Well,
it's really, it's astonishingly good.
Well, I know we can do it. We just need application and time,
right?
And great supporters like you, yeah. And we'll undoubtedly get there.
Yeah.
But you're always a bit impatient, or I'm always a bit impatient. And I'm here in New York for a few weeks now, working with our American team, and the ambition there in them is just it's just palpable, and I just want to help them.
That's
help
a great make feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a different culture here as far as the kind of people you run into working with here than in the other places?
I would say so, yeah. In New York, it's got so much opportunity, mm-hmm. but it's also so tough.
Yeah.
The delta between those two things is, mm-hmm. is sort of like a chasm.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's exciting.
I work in the media business in New York, so yeah, I understand that.
It's exciting but terrifying.
Yeah.
Whereas other places we operate in are a bit more kind of temperate.
Right.
So it's exhilarating. I mean, we've got a really strong team. We're determined. We're in control of our own destiny. So for us, it's more erring on the side of exhilarating. But
right.
You know, we're always aware of, you know, that's kind of dynamic.
Right, right.
But no, I mean, we've been so lucky to get an ecosystem of very supportive people around us. The people coming into our Lexington Avenue hotel are just amazing. You know, like, you know, Pilates gurus and, you know, cardiologists,
right.
eminent cardiologists who know that having some chocolate every day is good for their heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people, I just stand, and Brendan, our CEO, does the same. You mm-hmm. know, you just plant your feet in the middle of our hotel in Lexington Avenue, and just right. the world wafts by.
Yeah.
And they're so interesting. I mean, you know, sparkling with you know, diversity and interest.
That's the one of the most fascinating things about New York. I grew up mostly in and around the city, but have lived in other places. And when you go somewhere else, you miss the incredible symphony that goes on here in terms of the diversity and mm-hmm. different thinking and different approaches to life. And it's a really beautiful thing. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen anything like it before anywhere. No, I've been around a lot of different cities,
mm-hmm, sure.
and you know, just the amazing vitality and diversity, that sort of wafts through our door, mm-hmm. and we have a conversation over a bit of chocolate, and then, you know, they're in our ecosystem. I mean, it's
right.
it's the most wonderful way to spend a day.
So there's chocolate, there's the cacao plantation, there's the incredible Bukan Resort. There are some restaurants, right?
Indeed, we have one in the middle of the Bukan Resort,
right?
And then another one in London.
That's what I thought.
In Borough Market, which is the oldest food market in London. It's literally 1,000 years old,
uh-huh.
and you know, we've been there for about 7 years now and built up a real following.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mecca to you know, basically grower to consumer.
Right.
Sort of hill farmers from Cumbria who are making, you know, sheep cheese, and organic farmers bringing, you know, sort of spring greens, and I mean,
now,
everything you can imagine.
A bean to bar chocolate guy.
Well, that's how we got in, because the market doesn't like sort of brands per
right,
se, and
right.
they're only interested in growers.
Yeah.
So I took off my Hutter Chocolat hat and put on my
farmer's hat,
St. Lucia farmer's hat, and I knocked on the door again. I said, hello, I'm here as a grower from St. Lucia.
What about a restaurant in New York
that
we can all hang out at?
Well, I wouldn't say it's off the cards by any means. I mean, we just need to go a little bit further, but I can see the you know, the appetite for foodie adventure in New York
is
kind of like unprecedented, and everybody's so open,
right?
And I think we could make it work here.
Yeah,
would you be up for that, David?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean,
I'd anytime, be a regular.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Some chocolate and rumberry as well.
Oh yeah, we have to enjoy some of this. You know, it's so funny. I keep looking at you and I'm thinking, who does this guy remind me of? And you remind me of a much younger and better behaved Richard Branson. Has anybody ever told you that? I did an interview with him once, and I can tell you he's very handsy. But woo. It was a long time ago, but he's a character. But
yeah, well, he probably had too much, you know, I don't know.
He's a wild man.
Yeah, but no, I mean, of course, you know, Richard Branson's, you know,
He's settled down now. He's
yeah, and he's achieved a lot. I love his buccaneering spirit.
I do too.
You know, brought a challenge to many vested interests. You know, like air travel and you know, banking and rail. So a real spirit that.
I felt in talking to him. This is again. This is 20 years ago. I felt an incredible sense of joy from him, as long as I could keep myself at bay. But I found an incredible, the same kind of a, just loving what he was into. And I think that is just it's a really fascinating thing, because so many successful business people tend to be sort of very buttoned up and very dry, and they're all business. And it's great to see someone bring that level of joy and exploration and sort of that forward momentum to
Thank you, Patty. It's very kind of you to say that.
Yeah, well, I just am so delighted that you took the time to reach out to me and stop by again. And I hope this is
next time in Solutia. It's guaranteed.
Yes. Yeah. And chocolate martinis.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Thank you so, so much, Anguish. I sound like I've been drinking already. Actually, before we sign off, we should do some drinking.
Exactly. So we've got a little sample of things that David has paired. So
right.
When you think about the parts of the world that the best cacao grows in, it's around the equator,
right?
And it's exactly the same place where the world's best rum is made,
right?
So we thought it'd be a lot of fun to pair three of our chocolate genre with rum,
right?
And this is maybe something that your listeners could try at home if they want a spectacular evening with some friends, and.
Which I've done. The last time I did a wine tasting with your chocolate with some foodie friends, and they were like, oh my God.
This could be an encore, exactly. Right. Moving it up a notch.
Right, exactly.
So on the left-hand side, we have some lighter white chocolate creations. We've got a blondie. So it's got vanilla notes and caramel, and we've paired that with a particular rum. David, do you want to?
Yes. So the rum in particular is the Atlantico, which is from Dominican Republic.
Okay.
Strong tropical fruit flavor, quite luxurious, with some vanilla notes on the nose.
Right.
So it will go very well with in particular with the blondie, because it's caramelized. And then after, you've got some light spice with it. So to do the testing, the best way is to bite the chocolate and then after get a little bit of rum. It will allow you your palate to melt down the chocolates, and then after you can get the flavor of the rum. So it's quite important to try to do it that way.
I volunteer.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're just to make the point as well that we're giving some kind of expert guidance here, but literally if you buy the right chocolate, you can't go wrong. You can eat it any which way you choose, and we firmly believe it should be a multi-sensory experience. So get yourself in a nice place, put on some nice music. Yeah. We have a playlist.
Do you really?
Yeah, which has been curated for us by a multi-platinum producer.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
Multi-sensory playlist, multi-sensory playlist on Spotify. And then, take in the aromas, close your eyes, and then let the seduction of the chocolate take over. And then
what should we be wearing? Something loose.
Naked is best.
Wow, naked chocolate and rum. And
so should we try this then?
Please.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
So behind you, if you want to try
here,
it.
Mine back here, right? Oops.
So we'll start from your left. Yes. Take both. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
So you got a little crunch, which is a wafer in the chocolate.
Ooh,
with pecan.
Did you just say wafer?
Yes.
You did, didn't you?
What was the problem?
Wafer.
Oh, okay.
I was like, did you say waffle?
There's a Monty Python sketch where he says, just one more little wafer, sir. And it's a waiter that is trying to encourage this big diner to keep eating, and eventually explodes because of the one little wafer.
Oh, the wafer.
That's why it's pure comedy magic.
Oh, there you go.
I love Monty Python.
So,
all right, so I have it in my mouth. It's beginning to melt.
And then you get a little sip of the rum.
You can even smell it. It's like
That works, yeah.
David, you're from France?
I am indeed. Yeah, the southwest.
Ah.
Not far from Bordeaux. Very nice part of the world if you got a chance to go.
Yeah, so David's name is David de Maison, David, which is amazing. But Maison, unfortunately, yeah, within Hotel Choclair, he's known as French Dave.
Oh, Tongus!
Oh, thanks, he said.
I know. It's sort of...
but yeah, so going back to the rum, you know, I think it's going down quite well now.
That's a really nice harmony there, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. Incredible.
It's a bit like having a dessert, to be honest.
Yes, exactly. So tell me about this. This you wanted to hit the cough button. I could see that.
Too late again. So this is a vanilla custard tart.
Okay.
And there's a particular genre of patisserie in England, but also in Hong Kong and China as well, of the egg custard.
Oh, so it's, gosh.
It's not too sweet, and it's very, vanilla-based, mm-hmm, and a little bit of nutmeg and
nutmeg.
Spices in it.
Nutmeg.
So mm-hmm, we figured that might also complement this Dominican Republic lighter rum very well.
Oh, this is heavenly. Mm-hmm. And again, it's fascinating to me that you can have that much flavor without the sugary mm-hmm, thing going on. It's really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the ganache inside is very smooth as well.
It's wonderful.
The white chocolate that we use for this particular chocolate is a very high cocoa content as well. It's actually one of the highest you can buy on the market. And we developed this special white chocolate with the company. Mm-hmm. And what you've got at the end is a chocolate that tastes very milky, very creamy, but actually you don't have this white sugar burn afterward left in your
right,
mouth.
Right, right.
You know, all the things that have given white chocolate a bad reputation, really. I mean, it can be, very, very sort of noble ingredient. You know, it's a bit like, I don't know, the whipped cream of, you know, for the chocolatier. It's a sort of pretty much a blank canvas. You mm-hmm can add nutmeg to it, or you know, pair it with, sort of red berry fruits. You know, mm-hmm, it's very nice as well. You get that yin and yang going. Yeah,
I can imagine that.
So we love using white chocolate in that role, but it has to be good white chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely. Oh. So the next one is an interesting one. So the rum is a Nicaraguan rum, Flor de Cana.
I'm sliding over here to grab mine.
Yes. And so it's a Flor de Cana, 12 years old. The flavor profile for this rum is caramel treacle with a hint of orange peel.
Okay.
And with some slight dark chocolate aroma. Okay. Woody spice on the nose,
right,
and a slight vanilla, and a mm-hmm very crisp finish of oak, because they left the rum in oak barrel, which the oak barrel they buy it from the bourbon back in US.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've in doing News on the Rocks, we've had a number of people in who have distilleries, and they talk about going around the world and finding these old barrels to age their whatever they're making.
Yeah,
it's
with
really
different properties and different flavor notes.
Definitely. And because obviously the rum takes the flavor from it, so depending on what was in the barrel before,
right,
it will dictate as well some of the flavor profile of the rum afterwards.
So you say this one comes from
bourbon.
So this is Nicaraguan cacao beans paired mm-hmm with Nicaraguan rum.
Look at that.
same terroir.
Mm-hmm. So the chocolate is a very interesting chocolate. So it's the 76 Nicaragua Supermilk, mm-hmm, which is a chocolate I requested to develop for the BAFTA in UK 2 years ago. Mm. So we used to work partners for the BAFTA in UK, mm-hmm, which is the same as the Oscars.
Right, BAFTA. I've been to some of their, they have a theaters here in New York that I've seen films at.
And for about 10 years, we've done the dessert every year for the BAFTA dinners. Yes.
So all the A-listers, the dessert was created by David.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Look at you.
Celebrate all the different film awards.
You have to do some BAFTA screenings here. we need this.
No, I think for sure. Mm-hmm. So the chocolate it's a milk chocolate. Mm-hmm. But the cacao content is 76%.
Wow.
And that means that approximately 20% of milk takes mm-hmm it up to 96%. So there's hardly any sugar, like less than 10%, 5-6% of sugar.
It speaks my language.
Yeah, exactly. And creamy, but those Nicaraguan cacao beans have a really lovely sort of leathery sort of bit of red fruit going on there as well. The tannins that you get from the barrels are also in the cacao bean flavors as well. So in terms of harmonization, I think you've nailed it again, David. Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
I mean, the chocolate has got a very long finish at the beginning.
Yeah. It does.
It's slightly nutty, then it's very creamy. And afterward, you've got this very long, roasted cocoa finish.
Yeah.
And if you eat the rum at the same time, you get in the mouth is amazing.
It is.
This is a lock-in session with a bottle of this Flor de Canas rum.
Yeah. Once again, Angus, this is so sexy. It's amazing. It's really... Oh.
The last one, the rum, is a German rum called 1931. So it's a special...
German?
Chairman's.
I'm not sure the accent. Is it a German rum?
Weffer of a chairman. So I'll help you out here.
Thank you. I'm thinking.
I don't think so.
No. So it's a St. Lucian rum.
Okay.
And the distillery is literally round a corner from where our cocoa estate is.
Okay.
And David was there literally walking in the distillery last week.
Wow.
And so we picked a rum from there. It's their best rum, and they call it Chairman's Reserve.
Oh, Chairman.
1930.
Like the chairman of
the board. 1931, because it's the date they started the distillery in St. Lucia. It was about 80 years ago, which was a couple of years ago, the 80 years celebration. Mm-hmm. And they decided to do this rum called 1931. And they'd done that rum for about 6 years. And at the end of the 6 years, they decided to stop and created that one, which is a blend of all the six previous year to make an exceptional rum, really. I mean, the bottle is look amazing. And then obviously the flavor, you know, you just try. It speaks for itself. It's literally amazing. So it's very special edition rum. You know, you at the moment, I think you can only get it in St. Lucia currently.
And so you smuggled it in your suitcase.
No, he didn't.
No.
And we've paired it with sort of grades from our own cocoa estate. So these are beans we've grown. We've planted seedlings, we've harvested them, we've fermented the beans, we've roasted them literally end to end. So from, tree to bar, this is an 84% dark, so full on, very deep, there's a bit of wildness to it as well.
Is remarkable. This is really remarkable. Oh.
So the rum, you've got some is a very honey and raisin, and it's made by molasses. That's why on the nose, it feels like a sort of like treacle, which is like a thick, dark, unrefined sugar syrup, really. Mm. So they used that initially to do the rum, and then it's slightly buttery as well.
Yeah.
Whenever you combine with the chocolate, which is a bit of a more mature pairing compared to the first one, I'm sure you can taste it now.
Oh.
It's a lot more refined.
Oh, it's just incredible.
The flavor notes, and it's
exactly.
It's roasted bean and
oh my God.
Alchemy. Alchemy has been achieved.
Yeah. Oof. Man.
Well, what we're doing in our business is making experiences that people can book.
Yeah.
And come into our hotels and try exactly this that we've been doing here. So this is a bit of a test out for us to see what the reaction is.
Well, I'm sitting here moaning.
I'm going to go back and tell Brendan, our CEO, that yes,
we got her to moan again. I can tell because based on the last time and this time, the more intense the chocolate, the more I just love it. And that was exceptional.
Thank you.
Really exceptional.
This is the grade of chocolate that we're most proud of. It's literally, every single stage of it, right from plant your own your own cocoa tree.
Yeah.
And then, walking the groves, picking a pod.
Yes.
grinding the cacao nibs up in a pestle and mortar, making your own chocolate bar with your own hands.
Wow.
So literally every single bit leads.
I love the whole organic nature of this, and then to have it wind up in this, which is so orgasmic. It's really, really incredible. And these cacao, these are the pods, huh? That looks like it belongs, like a bunch of them belong in the middle of a table as an art installation, because they're really exceptionally beautiful in a natural way.
Thank you. Yeah, they've been baked in an oven. So what we do is we cut them down the middle, scoop out the beans.
Right.
And then obviously the beans go into making chocolate.
Right.
And then we bake the husk in an oven to take out the moisture.
Right.
Put it together again. And then we get a local artist to paint it to... beef up the colors again as they were when they were first harvested.
Wow.
So it is a work of art. I mean,
it's
a local artist in Soufrière, which is the part of Saint-Lucia we're in, who's painted those individually.
Wow. Once again, you leave me speechless. I'm just so delighted to have had you back, and until we meet in Saint-Lucia or back here.
Fatty, well, thank you for having us on your show again. It's always an immense pleasure.
Well, whenever you're here, you are more than wanted, along with your chocolate and whatever we're drinking.
I always bring David with me.
And David,
as well.
Oh, thank you.
You have a cookbook, don't you?
We do.
You guys?
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called A New Way of Cooking with Chocolate.
Okay.
Haute au Chocolat. So it's showing many of the techniques that David, created that mean that you can take chocolate into your everyday life. It's not just for eating as chocolate. You can bake it into things. You can make, cacao nib banana bread, all that.
You can rub it on your body. It's really exceptional. And I am so delighted to have you here. And thank you.
Thank you once again, Patty.
Thank you very much.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit goodranchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. Goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.